What is cursor tracking in VoiceOver and why should I care about it? Let me tell you. Cursor tracking, when you do VoiceOver, Shift, and F3, can be the difference between changing something when you don't want to change it or not changing something when you want to change it. And if that sounds convoluted, well, let me show you what I mean. First of all, cursor tracking is on at the moment, and I'm going to load the logic library by pressing Y.
Show library.
And I will tab into the library.
Mixer, group, library, browser.
And I'm in the library now. And I will interact.
In library, browser. User patches, user patches.
Okay, and I'll do VoiceOver right arrow. I'm holding down the VoiceOver keys.
Underscore DJT1.
And I'm going to look for underscore Dropbox.
Underscore Dropbox patches.
And if I do VoiceOver right arrow again.
2.2.
The first patch is loaded. I've still got the VoiceOver keys down. If I do VoiceOver down arrow here.
Fifth element.
The second patch is loaded. But what if you have a lot of patches and they're really, really big and you know where you want to get to, but you don't want them to load? Well, here's why cursor tracking is super useful. Let's turn it off now with VoiceOver Shift and F3.
Cursor tracking off.
And now I'll do VoiceOver down arrow.
A paradise of dreams. Afro snaps. Akai VX90 base 1FX. Akai VX90 base up string split.
Notice my keyboard is still playing the same sound I left it on previously. I'm going to go down until I find one I actually want to load.
Akai VX Bandlab, base 1, Bihar Roads, Civilization, Crash, Dreaming Box, E-Piano 1, M's Phantom Roads.
Okay, so I want to load the Phantom Road sound. So all I do is do what I call a VOCR click, if you will, or VO shift space, right? And that is, as you know, the mouse click. So I'll play the keyboard and I'll do this. And the sound is now loaded. So by keeping cursor tracking off, what essentially is happening is that when VoiceOver is moving the cursor, it's not acting by dragging the mouse around. Only when you do a VO shift space will that have an effect. Now, let me close the library.
Hide library.
Turn cursor tracking back on.
Cursor tracking on.
Because I want to show you two other places where this is really, really useful. We're going to go down to Surge XT now.
Mixer, group, tracks, track to Surge XT.
And I'm going to open up the Surge XT window.
Surge XT dialog.
So now I'll find the Surge XT area and I'll find the menu button.
Surge XT, group in Surge XT, in jog patch, save patch, main menu button.
And if I do VO space on the menu button, what'll happen is it will probably jump around the screen a bit crazily. So here's what I'll do.
Patch, set default patch author ellipsis.
See, it's already gone into some menus. It was trying to talk and it didn't manage it. So I'm no longer using VoiceOver keys. I'm just going to press the left arrow without VoiceOver, quick nav on or any or VoiceOver keys at all.
Patch defaults, has submenu, menu, window.
So that's the menu it went into. And automatically with Juice applications, often when you find a menu, when the mouse hovers over that menu, it automatically enters it. I do not like this behavior, and I wish it would stop. But we can't make it stop, but we can act to make it behave a bit differently. If I press the up cursor here.
What? Retain patch search results after loading. Checked.
Okay, VoiceOver did that thing where it kind of stole the arrow keys. But now I've done it, and it's gone into another menu. So I've got to press left arrow a couple times.
Workflow has submenu, menu,
press up arrow again.
Patch set default patch off ellipsis.
Annoying. Left arrow.
Patch defaults,
up arrow.
Has sub, now, medium.
Ooh.
Mouse behavior has submenu.
So as you see, it's going into all these things. If I turn cursor tracking back off.
Cursor tracking off.
And now I can use the arrow keys safely.
Patch defaults has submenu. Workflow has submenu. Patch mouse data for value skins has submenu. Zoom has submenu.
And if I want to go into it, I'll press the right arrow myself. Thanks very much.
Zoom to 100%. Checked. Zoom to 100. Zoom to 100. Zoom to 175%.
Left arrow.
Mouse behavior about surge.
So all of these things, maybe not anything that is a submenu certainly, will go in automatically and it can be quite annoying. So when you find this place, or places like this, this is where cursor tracking off is really useful. The last one of the most important ones, I think, is the sound dialogue when you're picking your interface. So let me come out of here.
Main menu, but.
Turn cursor tracking back on.
Cursor tracking on.
And I'm going to do Option F12. This will bring up the sounds tab in System Preferences.
System search text field, blank.
No, I want it to be output devices.
Input selected tab, output tab, 2 of 3.
So I tab and I press left arrow and then I press space on output and I tab into the area where the sound devices are.
Sound output devices, table, row 3 of 50.
Now, I refuse to do this with cursor tracking on because you know what's going to happen. I'll lose speech and the whole thing will just end in tears. So I'm going to quickly turn off cursor tracking before I even interact with this table.
Cursor tracking off.
Let's interact with the table.
In sound output devices, table, row.
And as you probably know, when you use VoiceOver in this table, bad things happen. You lose all your sound because it just steals it. But with cursor tracking off, look.
Name, MacBook Pro speakers, loopback audio. Living room Apple TV, SkyQ Mini ONJ, Andre's MacBook Air, Kids TV, Music 2 Plus.
Everything is fine. And my audio is still with me. And do the same trick if you want to actually select one of these devices. You would do a VO shift space to click the device and it would go to that device. So you don't have to fight and lose your sound because it's really, really irritating when that happens. Probably the most egregious use of such things. I don't know why Apple, a company like that, would build their software to do that. instead of having a pop-up or a sub-menu or something useful. But let's just quickly close this before things happen I don't want to happen.
Logic Pro.
So that's that.
Cursor tracking on.
Cursor tracking back on. And I hope that helps somebody. Enjoy.